Hi, this is the Wale Okilola podcast. You're welcome once again to another episode of this podcast. Thank you for staying tuned. Thank you for liking. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for following. And thank you for subscribing to this channel. I appreciate you deeply from my heart. You're welcome once again today. We are going to have another beautiful, beautiful, beautiful session today. Please stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Don't forget that you can listen to this podcast on all your favorite podcast platforms. On Spotify, Apple Podcast, Player.fm, Overcast, Breaker, and every other podcast platforms that you like. Today, I'm going to be looking at something very important for survival of every human on Earth. I believe this is going to bless you. Please stay tuned. I'll be right back. There is this very interesting story of a certain man in the Bible, in the book of John chapter 5 from verse 1 to 9, who had an infirmity which obviously impeded his locomotor skills, because the Bible stated that there was a pool there at Jerusalem where so many sick folks lay waiting for when they will get an opportunity to be healed. Because the angel of God came at intervals to stir or trouble the water, and anyone who steps in to the water first had the opportunity to be healed. So it was a survival of the fittest kind of situation among generally unfit individuals. Now, this man was also there, and it was recorded that he has been under that affliction for almost 4 decades, lying near the pool. But in all those years, he was unable to step into the water first when it was stirred. One fateful day, Jesus came around and saw him. And because Jesus was omniscient, Jesus immediately knew that this man has been there for a very long time. And having compassion on him, Jesus asked him if he wanted to be healed. This question, you see, is very important, because obviously you would ask that this man is sick and obviously would want to be healed. But it is important that Jesus asked him this question, because no one will be able to receive anything from God except they are first of all willing. All right. So the response that this sick man gave was what actually caught my interest in this story. I know everyone will expect him to just say, "Yes, yes, yes, I want to be healed." But I perceive that on hearing that question from Jesus, he felt, this man really thinks I like this situation that I am in. And then he tried to explain himself. And the first thing that came out of his mouth was, "I have no man." In other words, it is not like I don't know what I am doing, or that I am not serious with my life, or that I lack vision, or that I am not ambitious. It is not like I want to stay stuck in one place for this many years. The reason I am here, sir, is because I have no man. So this man wasn't only sick, he was also alone. And the reason he remained sick was because he was alone. Wow, interesting. The response that this sick man gave to Jesus got me thinking. How many people are like this man today? Who are stuck because they have no man? If you try and read the unwritten part of this story, you will find out that there are some folks who got healed the same day they got to that pool. Alright? Just think about it. There are some people that got healed after a week that they got there. There are some people maybe after a month. Some other people maybe after 2 months. Some others maybe 6 months. And maybe 1 year for some other people. Because they had men with them who were willing to help them and put them in the pool when the angel stirs the water. Because you would discover that this man said, before I try to struggle and enter the water, he said, another one steps in before me. So if there are other people around that pool that had the same situation with this man at that particular time, but because they had people that were helping them, it would be easier for them to step into the water or to be thrown into the water immediately it is stirred. So some people, immediately they got there, they got their healing because they were privileged to have people helping them. But this particular man was there 38 years. And at the moment Jesus was talking to him, he wasn't even sure how long he was still going to stay there because there is no man to help him. You see, God didn't create us to exist in isolation. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, God looked at the first man he created and said, "It is not good for a man to be alone." And God decided to create a companion for him. Everybody needs a buddy. For you to enjoy life, you need people. Those who have no one end up frustrated. You need people to fulfill your life's purpose. You need people to cheer you on when you are feeling discouraged. You need people to support you when you are trying to rise. You need people to help you when you are rising. You need people to stand with you when you have risen. Don't deceive yourself by saying you don't need anybody. Some will even say they only need God. Have you ever seen a person or a place where God came down from heaven to help anybody? He always sends men. When God himself was going to come to the earth to save mankind, he had to become a man. Why? Because only men can be used to help men. Wow. This might just be the reason you are stuck. This might be the key to your next level. Men are gifts, and gifts are in men. How many people today do not take relationships seriously? They just go about fighting with people, insulting people anyhow, and dishonoring men without knowing this truth. One of the greatest gifts that God can give you is the gifts of men. There is a saying that your network is your net worth. Very true. Very true. Because the kind of people that surrounds you will determine the kinds or the kind of things that surround, the kind of events, you know, that surrounds your life. Very important. Every Moses needs an Aaron. Every Adam needs an Eve. Even Jesus had disciples. You must learn how to build and keep valuable relationships. You must learn to honor people and love them genuinely. You must also seek to be there for others. You know, I keep wondering why that sick man was there alone and had nobody at all. Where are his friends? What about family? Okay, now let us assume that he didn't have good people around him. But have you also thought about the possibility of him being the problem also? You know, the Yorubas have a saying that it can never get so bad that you wouldn't at least have or find one person that will stand by you. So if you look around and there is nobody, absolutely nobody, that can stand with you in the day of adversity, then you must have been doing some things wrong. You must have been doing some things wrongly. So finally, wanting to prove that you are a self-made person is not a flex. Take it from me, it is not a flex at all. It's not a flex. Even God, during creation, said, let us. He said, let us. He said, come, let us. So he had people supporting him. Jesus also had disciples. I can go on and on. There are so many stories in scriptures. Personally, there are so many things that I have experienced by the grace of God that is as a result of the gifts of men. You must learn to be there for people, offer to help, and also learn to receive help when you need one. Don't be proud. Receive the gifts of men and the gifts that are in men. I trust God to help you. I trust God to help you. Let me just quickly add this. You might have to pray to God that he would pour the oil of favor upon your life, because favor is a major factor that attracts good people into your life. So can you just pray in a minute and say that God should bring valuable people into your life even today? Amen. Thank you for listening. I want to believe that you have been blessed by this episode. I am trusting God to grant you favor today and bring you in contact with valuable men, men that will advance the course of your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Please follow me on all social media platforms at Wale Okelola on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you want to reach me directly, you can send me an email via my email address olawalemike@gmail.com. Until I come your way again next time, I am your friend, Wale Okelola, and your partner in progress. Please hit the follow button. I'll see you next week.